This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you like. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. And joining you in our Keene, New Hampshire studios, it's Ian
and Mark.
As we go to your calls and thoughts. Coming up, Mark, though, you wanted to talk about a story that you had about the kind of side A versus side B in politics. Side A thinks side B stupid. Side B thinks side A stupid. Are people really stupid, or are they just not understanding, not able to empathize, not able to really connect with and place themselves in the shoes of the other side? At least that's my understanding of it. I haven't read the story, so we'll get into that here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones first, though, to your calls and thoughts, where we got Vance on the line, listening in Virginia to WNIS. Hello, Vance.
Evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I don't think you're thinking this through all the way with your suggestion for people to support Gary Johnson.
Why?
You know, we got this whole Supreme Court issue that's going to be decided as well. But
what's that have to do with anything?
Well, you want Hillary Clinton picking your Supreme Court justices?
No,
or
I don't want
Donald
any Supreme
Trump?
Court justices. I'm a voluntarist. I don't support the state. I don't support the government. And so, therefore, I cannot vote for somebody like Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump who supports those things.
Well, I mean, I don't think Trump necessarily supports that, but, you know, he's got to get in so he can change that kind of stuff. But let me first
he's
say
not
this.
Not change
too,
anything, dude.
Well, hold on.
Let me
wait
say
a second.
This.
Trump has released a list of Supreme Court nominees already, Ian. Have you looked at that list?
No, I don't care.
There's some pretty good liberty-oriented people, like, you know, pretty
is
good.
Judge Napolitano on
he
it?
He is not on that
okay,
list.
Okay, then I don't care.
But, I mean, you know, he's got some good folks that he's, you know.
Sure they are.
Not so bad. I would like to argue in the opposition, though, that 40% of cases that the Supreme Court decides, they vote unanimously. So that doesn't matter, right or left. It's none of that.
They vote for the state is what they do.
If you not always. If you
most
presume,
of the time.
If you presume that, you know, the cases that they don't hear are also unanimous, then you would say that, you
that's
know,
true.
It's something like 80%+ of the things that they vote on are unanimous. So it's just a few instances where the court disagrees. I agree. I'm not looking for Hillary Clinton to nominate any Supreme Court justices. I trust Trump a bit more in that area.
But you didn't
however,
vote for Trump.
No,
voted for Gary Johnson.
I voted for Gary Johnson because I understand mathematics. And mathematics say my one vote is not going to make the difference in the state of New Hampshire. And the state of New Hampshire is likely not going to make a difference in the election. So therefore, I should vote my heart.
Well, can I just say this?
Mm-hmm.
For those who are still sitting on the fence, because I didn't support Trump. I mean, I'm a Ron Paul man from the beginning,
right.
And I supported his Rand, even though he was
he dropped out before the primary. Yeah,
useless.
Yeah, but I mean, you've got to give and recognize what Trump has been able to accomplish. He knocked out 17 establishment Republicans, and that's what ultimately is about. It's like he said, this is Americanism versus globalism.
I got no support for the United States. I want freedom. I want liberty. I don't want any kind of nationalism.
I mean, exactly. I'm on board with that.
All right.
You know, and you got to start somewhere, and we've got to get.
No, we're not starting here, dude. This is the end of America, okay? I'm hoping this will be the last election we ever have because it'll all come crumbling down. I mean, this is terrible. Yeah, no, this is
no better man for that than Trump.
Yeah, this is not a start. Yeah, I hope that he, you know, it'd be great to have him go in there and just destroy things, but I think he's going to turn out to be way more establishment than you believe. And you know what? If it turns out I'm wrong, I'll admit it. But if it turns out you're wrong.
If he can prevent World War III with Russia, I mean, I think that's worth it.
I think it's worth it, too, but don't give too much credit to talk radio. I mean, it's not like there's going to be a whole bunch of people that are going to change their vote from Trump or Clinton to Gary Johnson because we said so.
Yeah, nobody cares.
I think that people should vote their hearts. And likely,
right, that's what matters. Not the numbers, not whether you're going to take a vote from another candidate or not, because those candidates don't own your vote. You own your vote. You get to decide where to put it. And if you find Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton to be detestable, then you shouldn't vote for people that you consider to be detestable. At the very least, Gary Johnson is, like, just kind of innocent in comparison to those two. I mean, I'm not saying he's also not a liar. He probably is because he's a politician.
Well, people.
Well, I'll just leave you with this. I think that Trump would be a stopgap measure until we can change the voting system, change the judicial system, to repeal a bunch of these police state laws that are in this country that are squelching our freedom.
Unfortunately, Donald Trump supports the police state, so you know, he's got endorsements of various different police unions and things like that. So I wouldn't expect him to do anything about it. But like you said,
well,
you think he's a stopgap.
If we can get somebody in his cabinet, you know, like Ron Paul, what do you think he'd be best at, Secretary of Treasury or Secretary of State?
I'd rather have him as, I'd take state simply because it's more powerful, but...
Given Donald Trump hasn't said anything about appointing Ron Paul to anything, I wouldn't get my hopes up about that.
Well, yeah, I know. That's just one of the problems I have with him. I'd like to see, what about Jesse Ventura as part of his cabinet somewhere?
Again, no one's made that promise. Ventura is better as a critic than he is as an actual politician. He sounded good, like a lot of people. Okay, here you go. I'm glad you brought up Ventura. Ventura sounded pretty libertarian when he was running for office. I wouldn't say he sounded truly libertarian, but he sounded libertarian-ish. And then he proceeded to not really be libertarian in any way, shape, or form when he was in the governor's seat there in Minnesota. So, you know, again, it's not going to be one man that changes things. It's not going to be one man that turns D.C. around. D.C. is set on a path to hopeful extinction, and, you know, hopefully the United States will crumble at some point, you know, not physically, but, you know, to the point where there is no more United States and we have 50 different states, or, you know, maybe a few different amalgamations of states or confederacies of states, to where, you know, we actually have choices in the marketplace where let the red people move to the red states, the blue people move to the damn blue states, and let the libertarians move to New Hampshire, and then let's all have more governments like what we want to have, rather than fighting forever over control over these organizations. Vance, thanks for your call and thoughts. I'm glad you're on board with Ron Paul at the very least. I appreciate that. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Unfortunately, principled, liberty-loving people do not have a clear choice in this election. Gary Johnson is just the lesser of the evils. He's not even really a libertarian.
I think what everybody can agree on is that this election is the biggest threat that we've had from the political system yet. You've got a woman who's held up as a, you know, terrible liar and, you know, at the center of lots of scandals. Whether they're true or not, that's up to you to decide.
What's with this seance thing that they were doing or whatever?
I don't know anything about a seance. What are you talking about?
Not seance. It was some sort of spirit dinner or something like that. Did you hear about that? Spirit cooking? Hear about this?
Spirits don't cook food. Fire does.
There was some kind of email, apparently, in the batches and batches and batches of John Podesta emails that WikiLeaks has been releasing, where apparently he was invited to what is called a spirit cooking. And I guess this is some sort of, I've not done much looking into this, honestly, but it's apparently some sort of satanic ritual or, like evil spirits or something like
that. You know, I wish the politicians would stay away from this stuff because it really just gives food to the conspiracy theorists out there. It's annoying as hell when you have to deal with this. I suppose I've been to some weird things in my time just to go take a look.
Yeah.
But, I just, please, politicians, stay away from this stuff. It just makes the conspiracy theorists nuts.
Yeah, I don't know if there was any evidence that Hillary was attending the so-called spirit cooking or that Podesta had confirmed that he would attend the spirit cooking, but he did receive, apparently he received some sort of email invitation asking if he would be receiving it. Presumably from somebody that he knew. Anyway, if you know more about that, I'm sure somebody out there who's a big Trump fan knows all about the spirit cooking, and you can call in and tell us about it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Eddie is in Michigan, listening to WHTC. Hey, Eddie.
Yes, good show tonight.
Thanks.
Listen, I'm all in for Trump. We got to get somebody who's gone as far as he has. He has like a political combat engineer. He has busted through the line. he has brought up, like that caller before I said, he has brought up vote scam and vote fraud that's going on. Ron Paul didn't bring that up. Ron Paul had a chance to call foul in New Hampshire.
Ron Paul called foul on all kinds of things. I'll let you continue if you want to. Hang on, Eddie.
Okay.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Ron Paul called foul on the states. Ron Paul called foul on the Federal Reserve. Way bigger ideas than vote fraud.
The Blockchain Education Network has had a busy fall semester introducing, educating, and giving away Bitcoin. The initiative believes wholeheartedly that students should understand cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Now the organization is ramping up its efforts to educate the academic masses, offering a bounty to students who help build a syllabus. The Blockchain Education Network has set aside a total of 4 Bitcoin to divide between students who add content. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it.
I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie. .info. Let's fix it.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free to join us and bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. And we'll continue with your calls and thoughts here in moments, plus the conflict between the political camps. Are both sides really as stupid as the other side thinks? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And entrepreneurship, progress, and innovation, all things the government hates. You can achieve personal success while helping to create a prosperous society. As Ludwig von Mises said, economics deals with society's fundamental problems. It is the main and proper study of every citizen. Visit fee.org/FTL for free online lessons, perfect for the classroom or self-study. The course is Economics in One Day. It's easy to understand, but will impart upon you an understanding of economics greater than school ever could. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been providing free resources to teachers and students. Start today at no charge at fee.org/FTL. That's fee.org/FTL, FTL like Free Talk Live, and learn why entrepreneurship matters. It's Ian and Mark in the studio tonight with you. We go back to Eddie in Michigan listening to WHTC. Eddie, I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out, so go ahead.
Well, I appreciate it. What I'm saying is Don Trump, not only has he got the word out about vote fraud, but he has called out the media on the Federal Reserve. He has got that out there.
Really?
He's also talked about getting the preachers free to talk again by getting rid of the IRS's 501c3 rule, which is
all the preachers have to do is unincorporate from 501c3. I mean, that's not hard to do. You can just stop having the 501c3 designation, and then you're free from those rules. So, I mean, you don't have to abolish 501c3 to get churches free again. It's just the question is whether or not churches want to do that is really up to them. So
well,
you don't need Donald Trump for that one.
Don Trump is bringing these issues to the forefront. Other than that, it's only on talk shows like this. Listen, I have been a longtime subscriber. I'm sure you get it, too, or look at the American Free Press. Do you?
I do not, no.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
Sorry about that, Marks. I feel like that was the one that somebody sent me when I was in jail for civil disobedience, and it ended up having like a, not only a nationalistic flavor, but also kind of a racist flavor to it.
It has a nationalistic flavor. It used to be the Spotlight. It's today the American Free Press. They backed Pat Buchanan. I backed Pat Buchanan. Yes, there's a nationalist flavor. And in reality, there has to be. There has to be a structure. Don Trump is also hitting a nerve with a lot of people when he gets out there and talks about, if you don't vote for me now, if we don't stop this onslaught of uncontrolled aliens coming into the country, we're going to be outnumbered and outvoted in one or two election cycles from
now.
So
you support a police state.
Don't you understand that?
So you support a police state is what you're saying.
I support a border guard to guard the border. In that sense, yes, I support a nationalistic view, which is the way of the world.
Do you also support the police?
You've got your freedom because of such a system, sir.
No, it's not because of the police
I
have freedom.
I would say that probably keeping people from immigrating is a relatively new phenomenon. I'd call it the 60s on up. Before that, people were just coming across the border, working farms and that sort of thing, and then going home. So, no, I don't think I've got my freedom because of that.
Well, here's the thing. What about the fact that you got 7 out of 10 white folks are voting for Trump? That's not even in dispute.
And I think that's interesting, but why should I vote the way that white people vote?
Foreigners are voting for Hillary or any Democrat.
Well, I'm not afraid of foreigners. I don't think that people who are non-white are foreigners, and why should I vote the way that white people vote?
Wait a minute. Are you saying that immigration, especially unbridled immigration and now illegal immigration, is a good thing for the United States?
I'll tell you this.
Freedom.
Yeah, okay,
of course
it is. Immigration, human capital, is the best thing for an economy. People have known this forever. Now, in this current socialistic setup that we have in this country where people, is all you have to do is breathe and you get a bunch of free things like food, housing, and clothing, and all these other things, yeah, there's lots of problems with immigration, but that's a government problem, that's not an immigration problem.
Well,
this country would do great to have a bunch of hardworking people come here and to make a better life for themselves and their families.
Yeah, but Trump was able to dispose of Rand Paul summarily right at the start of the election last
year.
So
what?
Sir,
what's that have to do with anything? Being a better politician isn't an argument as far as I'm concerned.
That's not just politicking. That is what the people want to hear and want policy
for. I don't care what the people want. Most of them are idiots.
That's, yeah, well, that's the thing. People like Trump
Hillary
are panderers.
You're on the wrong side on that matter, and that's what the polls didn't understand in the end.
I am on the right side of freedom, sir, and the people who are supporting people like Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are not. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And yes, as I thought, the American Free Press, so-called, is a publication launched by Willis Carto, who previously published Spotlight, which the gentleman on the phone mentioned. Spotlight magazine, through his now-defunct Liberty Lobby, an organization worked with racist anti-segregationists and neo-Nazi Holocaust deniers. AFP was launched by Carto in August 2001 following the court-ordered closure of Spotlight. Many of the staff of Spotlight continued on with the American Free Press. Carto continues to publish deceptive materials in which history is treated as a huge Jewish conspiracy. During the war with Iraq, for example, his Barnes Review attempted to exploit anti-war sentiment by publishing fake whistleblower memos on media bias in the Iraq War, which cast the Iraq War as a conspiracy by, quote, Jews who run the media and government, unquote. So that's kind of what you need to know about the American Free Press. I remember when I was in jail for civil disobedience, somebody was sending me a copy of that every month, and I wasn't intimately familiar with the American Free Press until this time, right? If you're in jail, you got all kinds of time to read. So I was able to read the entire thing, and I saw some stuff in there that was pretty clearly, if not racist, definitely pandering to racists in sort of the way the articles were written and the headlines and what they were saying. And I ended up writing a letter to this guy who was sending this to me, telling him, please cancel this subscription. I'm not interested in reading this. I didn't want the guards at the jail to see me receiving that that magazine or that that newspaper, because I didn't want anybody to think I actually was requesting it. So, and then the dude wrote me back all upset because I didn't want to read the newspaper that he was sending in to me or whatever. And sorry, it's racist propaganda as far as I'm concerned, and I'm not interested in it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and it doesn't surprise me that somebody who wants to lock down the borders, create a police state to keep so-called brown people out of the United States, would also read a newspaper like the American Free Press. So, there you go. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, as we continue here. Sarah is in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I just have a shout-out to all the New Mexico voters. If you have those mail ballots or absentee ballots, on election day by 7 o'clock, you could run down there and hand it in person. They will count it. So all the polling places, so just in Albuquerque, we're going to have like 70 polling places open. So whatever your area is in your state, your precinct, whatever.
So you're letting everybody know who is... So you're letting everyone know who is aware enough to ask for an absentee ballot, but unaware enough to not actually send it in on time, that they can just take it down to the polling place. Thanks for the call, Sarah. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite.
people who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial toll free. Join us on the radio waves here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Live Saturday edition of the program, and you can join us here and bring up anything that's on your mind with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
We are big fans of Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live. Bitcoin is, for those of you who don't know, it is a decentralized currency, the very first of its kind. Now, there have been many that have tried to do what Bitcoin has done since then, that have tried to improve upon Bitcoin, but they've never reached the levels that Bitcoin has reached. It's an amazing phenomenon, and hopefully it's here to stay. We're behind it pretty big time here on Free Talk Live, but unfortunately, in the inside of the Bitcoin universe, there is a good, there's a large threat to Bitcoin, and it's from people who ostensibly support Bitcoin. But they support kind of the old version of Bitcoin, the version that has this 1 megabyte block size, which is a limitation on the future growth of Bitcoin. There are people who want to see that block size either removed or enlarged. And they have created a new Bitcoin client called Bitcoin Unlimited that will allow for that if enough people adopt it. And that's what Roger Ver and some of the supporters of Bitcoin Unlimited have been pushing for. In fact, Via BTC, which is the fifth largest miner of Bitcoins in the world, has switched exclusively to Bitcoin Unlimited. When they did that, Bitcoin prices spiked 5%. Was that a coincidence? Some observers don't think it was. Bitcoin should not be held back by a few. You can learn more about Bitcoin Unlimited over at bitcoinunlimited.info. As we go to your calls and thoughts, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Ian and Mark here in the studio, and it's the live Saturday edition. Go ahead, Mark, in Alpena, Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just have one question for you.
Yes, sir.
We have two choices, Hillary or Donald.
False.
Johnson doesn't count. Nobody else counts.
Why not? Why doesn't Johnson count when he's on the ballot in 50 states?
Because you only have two real choices. Nobody's going to vote for either of the others, okay?
Well, hold on. It doesn't really matter what other people do. Let me explain. It doesn't matter what other people do. You get one vote. Your one vote is statistically highly unlikely to make a difference.
I don't care how unlikely it is.
But it doesn't make a difference, so therefore you should vote your heart, shouldn't you?
Well, then I just write myself in then.
Then go right ahead.
Then do it. I'm going to write in Daryl W. Perry.
But it's a wasted vote.
Look, man, if your vote makes a difference, I'll send you a fruit basket. I promise. Okay?
Are you going to vote? Are you going to vote?
I already voted.
Do you think it mattered?
Do you think it mattered? I'm willing to bet you. I'm willing to give you 100-1 odds against $100 on your side, $10,000 on mine, that my vote will not matter.
So then, why did you vote?
I voted because I like the idea of voting. It makes me feel good.
You said it didn't matter. Why would you waste?
I just told you why I did it. Why do I go to church in the morning?
Look, the reason why I am going to be voting, as far as I'm concerned, if it was just the presidential election, I'd stay home. But there are other races on the ballot here in New Hampshire where we've got libertarians.
Okay, can I say something?
Yeah, you had asked why I vote, so I'm just going to answer that, and then you can say something. The reason why I'm voting is to vote for the real libertarians who are actually on the ballot here in New Hampshire where we can actually make a difference for freedom. Now, go ahead.
So did you have to – well, you could vote the down ballot. You didn't have to vote for either Hillary or Johnson or Stein or whoever else is going.
Yeah, I'm not going to vote for those people.
So you didn't vote for the president is what you're saying.
No, I'm not going to vote for those people.
The man's confused between our two voices, okay? I voted for Gary Johnson. Ian is not going to vote for Gary Johnson.
No, I'm not voting for Gary Johnson. I'm voting for Daryl W. Perry in the presidential race.
You really think that that matters?
It doesn't matter what you do either, dude.
Why even vote?
Why? Why even vote?
There's a good question. I can tell you mathematics professors rarely do.
I could care less what the mathematics.
Excellent.
Hey, dude, if it feels good to you to go and vote for whoever the hell you're going to vote for, go ahead and do it. But don't bitch at me because I want to vote for who I want to vote for.
I'm not bitching. You're the one that's telling me that you're not going to vote for either, it sounds to me, like not either Hillary or Trump. But that's what it's coming down to. So which one do you think is the lesser of the two evils? That's what it comes down to.
I refuse to make that choice. No,
I don't have
to pick my point.
I don't know.
You know what? Then you be one of the sheep and let everybody else choose for you.
I haven't gone out there and told anyone not to do it. I've gone on the air multiple occasions and told
basically
people.
Basically, you are.
No, sir. I said vote your heart.
Said go for Johnson. One of you two just sat there earlier and said vote for Johnson.
I said I would recommend him as the lesser of the four evils. I'm not voting for him. If you want to vote for the lesser of the evils, I said, if you want to vote for
the
lesser, if you want to vote for the
lesser. A third party doesn't muddy the waters, man. It gives people an option.
Yeah, choices are a good thing.
Drain the swamp. Good.
I'm with draining the swamp, but let's drain the swamp of people who don't understand math.
That's awesome.
That's a great saying. Drain the swamp. You got to admit
it. It is good stuff.
What does that mean?
It's good stuff.
What does that mean?
What Trump said was that he's going to go to Washington, D.C. and drain the swamp. And one would presume when you drain the swamp that you get rid of the mosquitoes, you get rid of the murky water, you turn it into a better place and turn it into something more.
And the snapping turtles. Don't forget the snapping turtles.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mark, for your call tonight.
Appreciate
your parasites. Yeah. So this is what it comes down to. This is why people who seem like they'll support a third party, you know, they like the idea of the Libertarians or the Green Party, they'll seem like it, and then as the election gets closer, people like Mark start to bend their ear and start to tell them that you got to pick one who can win. You've got to pick one who can win. Well, if people actually voted how they wanted, if people actually voted what they believed in, if they actually have beliefs, if they voted what they're, as you were saying, vote for your heart, vote what your heart desires, vote the candidate that is closest to your beliefs, vote for the lesser of the evils, whatever it is that's motivating you to do it. You should vote for your reasons, not for other people's reasons, not because you want to be part of the winning team.
And if you don't have reasons, don't vote. And frankly, I mean, you know, we have a lot of problems in this country with what they call with low information voters. Low information voters are people who are below the mean as far as information about politicians. If you can't name the current sitting vice president, if you don't know who your senators are, if you don't know how many states, you can name senators. Are you familiar with Kelly Ayotte?
Shaheen or something?
I've got a sow named Kelly Ayotte.
Shaheen.
For God's sake, you know the name.
I know that she was the attorney general for a while.
Yeah. If you can't answer basic questions about your government,
I can't name all the state reps in Keene.
I don't think you need to know all the state reps in Keene. I don't think you need to go quite that far. You're talking about a national election in this circumstance.
I'd pay more attention to New Hampshire stuff than I do nationally.
As far as I'm concerned, if you can name one politician from your state that goes to Washington, D.C., I would say that you're far more qualified than most of the people that are voting. Hmm. Most of the people are voting because some friend or family member told them this was the right thing to do.
I think so.
Don't amplify. Yeah, I do. I absolutely believe that. What you're doing when you're, you know, below the mean, when you're below average as far as information, as far as a voter goes, you're canceling out a high information voter's vote. Don't do that. If you don't, I don't go to the auto mechanic shop and stand over the mechanic's shoulder and say, hey, you're going to check on this, you're going to check on that, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. Why? Because I'm not.
You'd be an a-hole.
I'm below the mean when it comes to information about fixing cars. And frankly, I took an auto mechanics course in, back in the 90s. And so I've got more information than most people. And I still shouldn't, I'm not going to tell a brain surgeon how to do his job. Because I don't know. So that's all I'm saying.
So if you want to join us here, it is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number.
The thing is that people are. I'm sorry, go ahead. Toll-free number.
The hell is that noise? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Some screwy with our ISDN line. 855-450-3733. Hopefully we are still on the air. If not, we'll find out soon enough.
People are just experiencing a feeling of being threatened right now. Somebody's going to get a really crappy president come Wednesday. And that's, it's scaring people. That's what we're experiencing.
All right, so you can join us here, and we got one segment remaining, but there's still enough time for you with your call and thoughts here. You may dial in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened.
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef. What's for supper? Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your guns.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program. You know, we do this show 7 nights a week, so if you don't get in tonight, or maybe you're listening later, you're listening to late broadcast on one of our radio affiliates that does not run the show live, you can still call us tomorrow night. We do a live Sunday show. We do a live weekday show as well. We're here every single day, which means 3 hours a night, 21 hours a week, plenty of time for you to join us here and bring up whatever is on your mind. That is the point here of Free Talk Live. If you appreciate the message that we're sending, a message of independence, a message of personal freedom, of economic freedom, of freedom from the state, freedom from coercion, libertarianism, voluntarism, if you appreciate the work that we're doing here on Free Talk Live, because there's no other show that does it at this level, then please get behind the show as a Free Talk Live amplifier. Now, you can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. You send $5 a month into Free Talk Live using any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, and Bitcoin right through our website at amp.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live invests that $5 into the show so we can get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. That is the value of Free Talk Live. We are, you know, sort of the gateway drug to liberty, if you will, for a lot of folks out there. And so if you like what we're doing and you want to help support us, please go to amp.freetalklive.com and get the perks, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and the AMP-only Facebook group, another really cool perk. All of it free with your AMP subscription over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones, the fun, Dakan is on the line in Alpena, Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm 12 years old, and I'm just wondering, what's my future?
If I could predict your future, I'd be a pretty rich man.
It's whatever you want it to be. Put your mind to it, and you can accomplish it.
Here would be my advice. Go to Southeast Asia.
Why?
Because there's a lot of money to be made in Asia.
I would have nothing to eat. And making fun of Southeast Asia is like making fun of my mom, because she came from Southeast Asia.
Yeah, leave his mom alone, Mark.
What the hell are you people talking about?
No, I don't think Mark was making fun of your mother. I don't think he was making fun of your mother. He was suggesting that that might be a good place to go. But I don't know. 12 years old is pretty young. He might get sold into sex slavery.
You're not supposed to go now, son. Oh. Get ready. You know, he asked what his future was, where he should go now. I didn't tell him to wear a tutu and go to Taiwan or to Thailand.
Now you're making fun of Asians?
No. Thanks for the call.
I'm making fun of you.
Let's continue here. Mike, I don't think he was 12. He sounded older than that.
No.
Mike, you're on Free Talk
Live. I don't know his future either.
Hello. Mike, you're on. Go ahead.
How are you doing tonight?
Good. Welcome.
Thank you. Hey, the reason to vote is because if you don't get a chance to complain about the outcome.
No, that's not true. If I don't vote, I can complain all I want. I've got a radio show. And I
know, but you can complain. You're right.
I think it gives credence to the complaints.
Since you did nothing to make it better or try to do something, then it really doesn't count.
Well, let me ask you this.
You're right, but it doesn't count.
I think something more important is that people think that because they vote, they can complain. Voting is about the lamest form of political activism that's out there. Getting up once every 4 years and casting a vote in a national election that is statistically insignificant is pretty unimportant. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. But, it is statistically... You know, but it's the only thing that we have that we can at least say that we've tried to do something.
Yeah, but that's nothing. I mean, it really is meaningless to participate in the national election. Now, you can argue that a vote on a local election is actually much more weighty and can have a greater impact. So I don't think that voting as a whole is completely useless. But I think there are a lot of things that people can do. And if all you say that you ever tried to do was vote, then that's not really much to brag about. I mean, that's not something that you're going
to write a letter to the editor, God's sake.
That alone would have more of an impact in theory than just a single vote. Whether it's a behind-the-scenes kind of thing like writing letters to the editor or whether it's actually hitting the streets like they are in London tonight with the Million Mask March and, going and joining a protest, or it's getting involved in a political party like the Libertarians, for instance. Like we said earlier, we got free memberships available to Free Talk Live listeners at lp.org/FTL. Those are some ways that you can get involved. Mark, you and I, we decided to move with a bunch of other Libertarians and activist Libertarians here to New Hampshire, where we're actually seeing Libertarians running as Republicans and Democrats, which I love because, we as Libertarians get upset when the Republicans and Democrats infiltrate our party. Well, now we get to infiltrate their party, and now they're mad about it. Too bad for them because they passed ballot access laws that make it difficult for the Libertarians to get on the ballot. So there's a lot more you can do than just vote. And if all you're going to do to try to change things is vote, then really you can't really expect much to change, can you?
No, I don't. But I don't know which one of you said it, but if you can't name your senator or you can't name your congressperson, or better yet, if you can't name the vice president, for God's sake, you're just too stupid to even vote. So
no, my name's Mark, and I'm going to back it up.
You shouldn't get a right to even do that.
No, I'm not claiming that you shouldn't have a right. I'm saying that you shouldn't. You should choose. You should voluntarily choose to opt out of voting if you don't know. If you don't know the answers to some simple political questions.
Absolutely.
Don't you agree? Yep.
Yeah. He's on your side there.
Hey, Mike, you figure out a way to enforce that, and I'll write all the letters to the editor.
Well,
my hand falls off.
I've advocated for Americans to have to take, before they vote, to have to take the citizenship exam, 10 questions out of the citizenship exam, because we do have a test to see whether or not somebody can vote. We just administer it once, and we administer it to foreigners. The problem is that we don't administer it to people here in the United States. We presume because we give them 13 years of crappy government education that they might know some of this stuff. Turns out they don't.
They don't, I can assure you.
Thanks, Mike, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. We will do that. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, you were talking about these political sides that tend to believe the other side is just stupid.
Yes.
Do you have any more comments about that or more that you wanted to share?
Well, I mean, there's a great article over here at medium.com that, goes over it. And I think that what you need to do, the author has a great game that he plays, and this is worth sharing, is He plays in a group of trusted friends, maybe if you go out to a bar or something like that, or you happen to be around the dinner table, called conversational controversial opinion. The rules are simple. You don't talk about what's shared during the controversial opinion afterward, and you aren't allowed to argue. You only ask questions about why that person feels that way. So you ask him, what is a controversial opinion that you have? And then you're not allowed to argue. You're not allowed to make statements. You're only allowed to ask questions about that controversial opinion in the hopes that maybe we can all learn a little something from each other, as opposed to this just screaming back and forth about things that people should or shouldn't do, and vice versa, and back and forth.
Apparently, there's some breaking news that Secret Service agents had to rush Donald Trump off the stage apparently tonight, during a rally in Reno, after a protester allegedly with a gun was tackled to the ground while in the crowd. That's one of the headlines at the moment. Let's go to James.
It is Nevada. They're allowed to have guns there.
James in Arizona. You're generally not allowed to have a gun inside a Secret Service certified safe zone for presidential candidates.
However. Okay.
Go ahead, James.
Hey, Mark, you've advocated I should be in jail and that I should rot in hell last Sunday. And about the cops not calling me or wasting your time with you, it's because the lunatic's in your head. But it's funny, I heard you mention church, and I'm like, you've been to one in the last millennia?
I'm the clerk of my Quaker meeting.
Mark, you didn't sell him the rotten hell, did you?
Oh, I think he should. He's an evil man.
But you don't believe in hell.
No, I don't really believe in hell.
So why would you say something like that?
It's figurative.
Even he should rot in his own personal hell.
Oh, he lives in his own personal hell. James has advocated. He's constantly talking about, I sure hope your house doesn't blow up with your ugly, stupid wife and your little brat of a kid. James sends me emails constantly. If you want to get some idea of who James Wittekind is, you go to Things James Wittekind Says on Facebook. You just look for it. And then you can see quote after quote after quote of this of the things that this man will lie that
he didn't say. He's always sending fresh content our way. Let's go to Trevor listening in New Mexico. Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Trevor.
Hi. Yeah. I heard you talking about secession and the political unrest between the two party system.
Yes, sir.
And my personal opinion. Granted, I have no solution to my suggestion, but throughout my opinion in viewing the current political race, I honestly believe that the two-party system is so flawed we should just abandon that entirely. Before we secede from, get a nation to, a certain
I definitely want to see that happen, Trevor, and I want to give you more chance to talk, but we're out of time for tonight. So call us tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, is when we start the show. We'd love to talk more about it with you then. Thanks for the call. See you tomorrow. Free Talk Live.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Via BTC is the fifth largest mining pool in the world by hash rate distribution. They recently announced they had officially mined their first Bitcoin Unlimited block on October 10th with a Coinbase size vote of 2 megabytes. Almost immediately after Via BTC's appearance at Roger Ver's free speech party in Milan, Italy, the pool announced they would be allocating 100% of their hashing power to mining Bitcoin Unlimited blocks. The team has confirmed they are running Bitcoin Unlimited. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores I like to eat. Yum!
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.